The Irwins were in this together. More than a decade after Steve Irwin's tragic death, his family open up about life after loss and how they're carrying on the Crocodile Hunter's legacy. For as long as Bindi Irwin can remember, she wanted to be like her dad. As the oldest child of Crocodile Hunter star Steve Irwin and his wife Terry, she got plenty of inspiration in her early years. "When I was little, I loved watching my dad feed the crocs," she remembers. "I had to be right there next to him helping, and if I couldn't, I would just cry." Eager to appease her dad, "Dad would hold me in one arm and feed the crocs with his other," said Bindi. "They'd almost bite the buttons off his shirt, but it was so fun." But as she grew taller, her legs dangling a little too close to the reptile's teeth for Steve's comfort, he would no longer feed them, hold me, and keep me alive all at the same time, she says with a smile. So the family came up with a compromise. Mom started letting me have my lunch in the enclosure. I would eat my little salmon sandwich and just watch Dad. Thinking back, those really are my fondest memories. At the family's home at the Australian Zoo in Queensland, Bindi, 20 years old, and her younger brother Robert, 15, are still feeding the crocodiles. But the absence of their father remains profoundly painful. After rising to international fame on his wildlife documentary television series, The Crocodile Hunter, Steve was working on an underwater film titled Ocean's Deadliest when he was attacked by a stingray and died on September 4th, 2006, at the age of 44. Bindi was just 8 years old. Robert was only two. The news came as a shock around the world. I remember people coming up to me and saying, "I am sorry for your loss, sweetheart. Time heals all wounds." "But that's just not true," says Bindi. "It's like losing a part of your heart. And when you've lost that, you never get it back."